anything out of Mike. I hadn't heard anything out of him the last couple of days.
Anything about him other than, you know, he was staying put, but I see that fire 68% contained, so hopefully he's out of the woods.
And I hope he is too. It was lucky. It came up to the creek, and I don't think it crossed over. So it was very fortunate, him and his neighbor, KM4NAP Friday.
I wonder if he was working any while all that was happening. Probably not.
I understand he wasn't. Do I too?
I'm still here, KO4HK.
Been real quiet, so I just wondered.
The pit stop and grab me a drink and some breakfast right quick and use the facilities, and I'm back on the road. But I've been fighting a little bit of traffic on a little two-lane road, so coming out of the new parking area for the time being.
You work in Greer today?
When to get there. Tool truck down to Gary's house over in Easley because of the fire. It adds to my morning trip. I mean, I've already been up and going 2 hours now. I've been on the road and still ain't got there.
Let me swing in here and grab me a biscuit. Feels like a biscuit morning.
I've probably got another 30 to 45 minutes left before I get to where I'm going.
Morning, Patrick.
I was actually a little early, but I moved the truck down to Easley because of the Persimmon Ridge fire. I got to drive down to it, which is an hour and a half, and then now I got to drive all the way from Easley over to Greer to get my morning started, so it adds quite a bit to my time just moving the truck.
You had to move the truck because of the fire. Are you going to put it back today?
That's why I like where I was parking it, up at the top side of my route. But where I had to move it to the bottom side of my route, today it has quite a bit of time to my start.
Got to get back down to your excursion.
Give me a ride back down. He's really good to help me with that. He's a great guy. I mean, I couldn't say enough about him.
That worked out, yeah. I hate that you had to drive all that extra time because of that fire, but hopefully they have it under control now.
Dude, they got enough rain on it over the week, course of the week, that they've got it under control pretty much now.
I hate to interrupt, but I'm here at the hospital. I hope everybody has a really good day. Be safe out there. I'll talk to you guys later. It's KQ4ZLE. I'm clear.
Anthony, you stay safe in there and have a great day, sir. KO4HK.
Have a great day and be safe. W2JKD.
73 Anthony, KN4GFW.
We'll be back in a second. W2JKD.
Have a good day, KN4NAP.
Tuesday morning, I was having issues finding my employee badge. Monday when I pulled out, it was raining really bad, and I guess the cart got wet, and it stuck perfectly to the back of another cart, and even though I pulled them all out, that it never separated.
At least you didn't lose it. You found it, so that's a good thing.
W2JKT.
Employee cards about a month ago, and the old ones were pretty thick, but this new one, man, that sucker's like paper thin.
I have those to check in up at DuPont. I used to just keep mine in my wallet and just grab my wallet and badge in that way. It would read it through it.
Ones won't read through my billfold, and I got a couple of cards in there that are metal, and it definitely won't let it read.
RFID blockers on the wallets, they won't let her read either.
So then you actually have to touch the scanner for it to read.
What is your APRS-3? Is that your car or is that your home? I've seen it come up a couple times this morning on APRS since I got in the truck. DG Peter up on Bearwalla Mountain. Was up there last Saturday helping them put it up.
Pass that came up on that?
Pass. I was driving, so I just seen the W2JKT-3.
Or you can look at it. I'd be curious to see what path it took to get to you.
Remember, when I get there, I'll try to look at it and let you know.
Coming down to the gate, I'm going to say 7-3. Everybody have an awesome, safe day, and I'll catch some of you guys back in the morning. KN4TFW.
I got the shot across the bow, KN4HK.
Have a great day and be safe, W2JKT.
KN4NAP.
Pretty long packets before... you know, from that location. And when I lived in Seneca, when I first moved to Seneca, I lived on Walnut Street at the very top of the hill, and I had a dual band vertical on the end of a mast, and I could get APRS packets from 100 miles away pretty reliably.
That I've got one out of the tool truck while I was out driving around. It made it to Atlanta. So that was pretty good, I thought. I got a QSO card from the guy.
Probably worth it, just the QSO. Far away.
One, Eric.
Got a shadow here on Augusta Road.
He'll come back around here in a minute, then.
Yes, but, yeah, I can see sending a QSL card if you get an APRS packet from that far away.
A mobile unit.
The left-hand shoulder of I-85 is a great place to shop for car parts. From something.
I see laying out there.
Oh, it's still sitting on the northbound side up by, I think it's like exit 48 or something. I forget exactly where, but, or 60-something. But there's that, you know, from that rollover accident they had a couple weeks ago, transmission actually came out of the Ford Ranger.
One more rollover for that to happen.
I've ever seen just a loathsome transmission, not connected to anything. Coming out, but not the transmission.
You know, they're attached pretty good. this transmission by itself is kind of unique.
Two bolt main, then I guess it's a little bit more likely than if it's a four bolt. It cracks pretty easily.
It just depends on where the hit was taken and, force of impact, I guess, and looking to see if the bell housing was broke, because it bolts to the block, so just that's a lot of force, either way.
That's cheap bolts from China or something, and maybe it was a job by Handy Andy, you never know.
I'm behind Paris Mountain here for a minute, so I'll have a horrible signal, so I'm going to step aside. Y'all carry on for a minute, and I'll be back in KO4HK.
Still here?
Hey, I'm still here monitoring.
Hey, I don't think I caught it.
Did?
I don't think we've ever talked before on here.
I think we spoke a good while back, but nothing regular.
Sister-in-law worked at Ryobi?
Did she work She started out at the Anderson plant, and then they moved everything over on 85. And, well, like I said, another company come in and enticed her, and she went with them.
It did happen. But, yeah, I was here. I started with them back in 2018 when they were down at PDR, Pyramid Dairy Road, and then we opened the new place in 2019, so we all moved in, and then we went home for the pandemic. Back to work in like late 21. So it's been an adventure, but yeah, I like working there. So it's a fun job, and you know, I enjoy going in even though it's 86 miles from my house.
You know, she said she enjoyed working there. Her name was Jana. You may have met her.
She worked in?
Did the parts ordering, the best that I can remember.
Over in the distribution center, but No, I don't think I ever met her. I work mostly with engineers and stuff like that, so don't do too much with, parts and procurement.
They flew her over to Hong Kong every year for some big meeting over there, and they would go over into China. She would tell us about conditions and stuff over there.
Our supply management people go over there pretty often to do audits and stuff like that and check things out. But, I don't have any aspirations to travel to Southeast Asia. And fortunately, the engineering staff doesn't have to go over there very often. They only go once in a while, they'll go, but I have so far escaped that.
I think I'd want to travel anywhere out of the United States the way things are going right now. Y'all were talking about bringing up a chip factory. It takes about 15 years. That big plant in Japan that burned down Japan said they'd have it up and running within a year.
Right now, but, we've been through worse, but, one thing is that, we'll make it somehow, but we're just going to have to go through some pain. But I am losing the repeater, so I'm going to go ahead and say 73. Once I get south of exit 40, it starts to get a little weak for me. So hope you have a great day, Ed. Good talking to you. Patrick, if you can hear me, catch you probably next week on one of these mornings. You guys have a great one. Talk to you soon. This is W2JKT. I'll be clear on your final.
Have a good one. Glad you made it almost in the work safe. Have a good day, and hope to catch you on down the log, KM4NAC.
Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on the way home. KO4H get on the agenda today.
Self have nothing planned. I guess I'll wind up doing whatever the boss says she wants to do.
A good thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, you don't dent your frying pans.
Right. I know I have to go out and find a little bit and take care of chicken. She bought a dozen chicks about 3-4 weeks ago, and I'll have to go out and check on them after I check on the others, but other than that, that's about my plan for the day.
I hope you enjoy it.
Something new, but the chicks that she bought, when they get big enough to start laying, each one of them, they say has the ability to lay up to 350 eggs a year. Like I hope that they will. If you ever run short, I'll probably have plenty to pass on to you.
I'll make a stop this afternoon and pick up 2 dozen eggs from Tom and Bernice. Visit with them for a few minutes. So that's where I generally get my eggs right now.
Good morning.
Looking for anything.
Got down here and been up about 3 minutes. I hadn't even cleaned myself up yet. It's warm outside.
About 65 degrees out here. And there was a gentleman on here looking for you earlier this morning.
Owe him money. Say money.
I didn't say. His name was Tom. After something, I can't remember all of it.
Yeah, if it's 6Z, I don't owe him anything. We're in there, Patrick and Ed.
Hope you having a good start there, so you've only been up a few minutes. Can't be too bad.
I don't know if I woke up or if I came to. I think I slept too long. You know, you get sleep too long. I do. If I sleep too long, it makes me goofy all day, just tired, draggy feel. I hope it doesn't do that.
Rainy weather, it might be a good day to be that way. Here, but it was supposed to rain up at the house today.
I feel like it's going to be warm anyway. Yeah, I hope it doesn't rain. I need to get out in the streets a little bit. I need to go get a haircut, you know.
You would like for you to have one?
You know, I feel, after I get my hair cut, I just feel lighter and younger. After it's had a bath, you know, and it's shaking off.
And somebody's getting some enjoyment out of it. The rest of us aren't.
Oh, did you ever see my drone video?
Yeah, I forgot about it. I hadn't watched it, so I'll watch it this morning. Just split my mind all together.
But I don't know. Anyway, that's what I tell you with the drone. There's a 4K camera, those things. Now, this one doesn't. That's old. I don't know what they got now, but it takes really good videos and pictures and stuff. Anyway, well, pick it up, Ann.
Here listening, drinking, talking. It wouldn't do for me to have one of those around here, not with all the college students and stuff.
I'm out of here. I'm at my first stop, so I'm going to get this day started. KO4HKX. Y'all carry on. 7-3, guys.
Have a good one, Patrick. KM4NAP.
Guarded. Stay out of trouble. I got to look around and see on the phone here and see if it's going to rain today, whatnot. But, yeah, you couldn't have one down there because of all the kids?
I've got a bunch of students that live in behind me. I figure somebody's trying to take it out. I'll see if they can shoot it down.
Do that. That's not any different than shooting in an airplane, the way the FAA looks at it. Anybody shoots a drone, they're going to face some charges, regardless.
There's a guy lives over in Easley. Puts lights and sirens and stuff in new patrol cars and stuff. That's what he does for a living. And he sells the drones to law enforcement. And I tell you what, the little fellow, he's made him a min or two on that. And if he shut down his other company, it was CPR working on cell phones.
Yeah, the drones are cool. I don't ever use this one hardly. It's but it is a nice one. It's got retract landing gear on it and stuff, you know, so it gets the legs out of the way for the camera. But I got it when my daughter was getting ready to start her house, and so we could go up and take pictures of it as it was being built, and all made a collage out of it. But I use it now. I figured out how to. I got a little deal I put on it to. With the retracts, where I can take, like, my, what do you call it, line, the paracord. I can take the paracord up, and I put a couple of lug nuts on it, you know, weight it down, and then get up over a tree and wherever I want it, and then just release it, and I'll have a line over a tree, then I can tie my wire to it and pull it up, right? KM4AZ.
KM4NAP. That is a smart way to do it.
It you can place it exactly over whatever limb you want, everything. You can just get it right there. Thing is, you just got to get up plenty high above the tree to where there's. I actually go higher than I need to. And then get on the other side of the tree and drop it. You have to be high enough to where it'll make ground, you know. But it works real good.
If I ever have to put my antenna back up, I'll give you a call and pay you to come put mine back up for me.
Take a shot. Yeah, I was putting mine up, and there was trees here, you know, and in one instance I was trying to use a slingshot, and I tried the potato gun thing, which, you know, that would work some, but it couldn't fine-tune exactly where you just had to take it wherever it wound up. But with a drone, you can put it exactly where you want it.
Last time I had to put mine back up, I got my oldest grandson. He got an arm on him. And I made a bet with him. I said, now you see that limb right there? That's where I want it. I said, if you can do it in three throws, I'll take you out and buy you a steak dinner. Little sucker made it in the first one.
right there.
That boy's got an arm and a half on him. He used to get work for Michelin lifting those 50-pound bags of mix they had, throwing those machines and going to the gym. And I tell you what, the little fellow's muscled up. He's about 6'4", 6'5", about 225, and muscled up like a bull elephant.
Antenna guy.
His three kids keep him busy now, so it's sort of hard to get it. So I hope mine stays up. This time it's been up probably about 5 years or more.
Just another steak dinner, that's all it takes.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, look for it to warm down. Vanguard soon. We'll see.
Hey, Jonathan.
Yeah, sometime you're finished. Go ahead, I'll just wait. He listens a little bit, then he goes to work with him. Whenever you're done, I'll just wait.
I'll give him a call.
Well, thank you, Katie, for FDI, W for FCM. He's up 6:30. 6:37, won't be long. Hey, thank you. I'll listen. Go ahead, guys, carry on. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I'm probably not going to be here long. I just got up. It's getting late enough. I need to start doing some stuff, but... Yeah, if we're in here and you're ready to holler, you holler.
Hey, well, thank you, kind of you, but don't be rude, so I'll just listen. You're done, he comes in. That'd be before I see him.
Sorry, you be rude. We're good with rude.
Cam radio. Thank you, though.
Good.
Anytime you want to come in here, you're more than welcome, and we'll step aside and let you make contact. You don't have to worry about that. That's not being rude.
Allergies are full bloom, aren't they? About to sniffle on my microphone here. W4FCM. KD4FDI, W4FCM. You there, Tom?
Hey. Ed? Not gonna friend is being rude, ain't he?
Long way from being rude.
I'm just kidding.
Big things you got planned for today.
Go get a haircut. I gotta go by Hobby Lobby. I gotta get some rubber bands. I need to make me a list. I got some things I do need to do too. I need to pick up. I can't think of it right now. I'm not 100% yet.
Paid for a haircut, and I don't know when. My oldest grandson, he comes and about once a month and cuts my hair for me.
I hadn't ever cut my own hair, but this little kind of family operated little barber shop down the road here. I support them, so I've been going there for years and years and years.
It's kind of little small barber shop. After you get your hair cut, you can sit around and sort of gossip a little bit.
Gossiping? Why are you getting it cut?
About that. Getting for an AP Friday.
Up on it on the news too, you know, 'cause the barbers, they hear everything. N4A's Eddie.
About that, I feel sure they probably hear the truth with a lot of extra salt added to it.
They're in there with it. One of them, he's a good guy. He's and he's young too. He's in his 40s. Man, he hates warm weather. He likes it to be freezing cold. He likes to be out there in the cold. I think he hunts too, but he hates it when it starts to warm up, so I kid him about that.
Supposed to get up to what, 83 today?
About 83. That just sounds good to me.
Gonna have to go sit on the porch to look for a little while sometime today. Get there and get sitting there and rack back, and the old hound dog I got, she'll stretch out at the top of the steps. So if any tourists come by, I'll poke her and she'll scratch so they can call me an old hillbilly.
There you go. You just sit there and watch cars go by.
And I'll break out the guitar and go out there and play.
Get it started. If I stay here in this recliner much, already feel a little bit tired from sleeping too long. I'll get lazy, get to watching TV, and I won't do anything. So I'm going to get fired up before it gets daybreak, and my barber opens. I know he opens up at 5. I may go there early before it even gets daylight and go get that part done.
Blame you for that. You have a good one. Hope to catch you in the morning. And maybe I'll catch you on down the log today. I'll have this radio on and all pretty much all day long. Well, I think I'm going to have to go stretch out again. My old hound dog, she done gave me the look and said it's time to go back and lay back down. She done gone to the closet. So 7-3's, have a good one. And like I said, hope to catch you later on down the log. KM4NXP.
Glad to talk to you. We'll do it again. I usually turn it off, but when I get back to the shop, I'll try to think about turning it on. You have a good one. Rest up. Catch you either today or tomorrow or something like that. And, Fred, it's you. You take it over. N4, AZE.
Thank you so much, Katie, for FDIW, for FCM. You there, son? Hard working day yesterday. Thank you, W, for FCM listening for him.